For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Cultural Baggage program, we had another member of law enforcement against prohibition, a former customs agent and border guard, Mr. Terry Nelson.
I first entered federal service in 1974 as a Border Patrol agent in El Paso, Texas. I served there for about 8 years, and in a period of time I also went to the academy as an instructor in law and operations, and deportation law and operations. And I came back and I transferred to Florida. I worked there for a year around the central part of Florida, and then I went over to the Department of Treasury as a custom patrol officer running the boats down in the Florida Keys for a few years. And then eventually I ended up as an inspector at Dallas-Fort Worth, and from there I went over to the Aviation Marine Program. And the last 10, 12 years of my career I spent in that, intercepting narcotics air shipments and boat and vessel shipments into the United States.
Now, Terry, the fact is, despite your valiant efforts and that of thousands of other federal officials, the flow of drugs has not been squelched. What's your thought, sir? Can we ever stop that flow?
Well, they not only haven't been squelched, they've increased every year, even though we've increased apprehensions and, interdiction of the narcotics. The actual amount coming in has increased every year. So, no, we can't stop it. We should recognize that now because we've tried, and drugs are cheaper, more plentiful than they were 30 years ago, so how can we call it success? No, you can't legislate morality, and you can't force people to do things. So we have to find another way of fighting this battle, because the way we're doing it now is has failed. LEAP is a group of law enforcement officers that are banded together to get the message out that the drug war has failed and is doing more harm than good. I didn't think anyone thought the way I did. For years, I'd talked about it in meetings at work and then was told you carry out the policy of the United States government, you don't make it, which was a true statement. But once I got out, I found this other group, and I agree with them, and so I first group I've ever joined, and I joined LEAP.
What do you have to say to those officers out there on the border or out walking the beat about this violent situation?
Tell them to keep their head down, their powder dry. It's an unwinnable situation for them. I believe this has probably caused the public to lose a lot of respect for the police. According to chiefs of police, it's caused recruiting problems to get new police officers because of this. I'm assuming it's for the lack of respect that one gets anymore, and some of that can probably be due to enforcing unpopular laws.
There is no justification for this drug war, none whatsoever. No medical evidence, no scientific evidence, no logic involved. If you would like to learn more about drug reform, please visit our website, endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.